Hello, Southern Arizona, and welcome to our American Southwest Credit Union podcast. We are here today with the branch manager of our Sarita Green Valley branch, Yesenia Porres.
Hi.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Great. I'm so glad you were able to come out today and interview with us. We're really excited to talk to you. Can you tell us your experience here at ASCU, how long you've been working here, for starters?
Well, first, thank you for having me here, Christine. I've been here with American Southwest Credit Union. I'm going into 5 years. I think I started back in 2016. But prior to that, I was working for American Southwest Credit Union back in 2010. Because of personal reasons, I have to move back to Mexico. So I left the job and then I came back to the U.S. and I was rehired again by this amazing company.
Great. And so you were gone for just a year?
5 years.
Oh, you were gone for 5 years. Okay.
5 years, yes.
Oh, wow. And then as far as your path here at ASU, did you start as a teller?
I did. I started as a teller MSR back in 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was a teller MSR. And then when I got rehired back in 2016, I was, just a teller MSR.
What's been your experience here at ASCU?
They're wonderful. To me, when I got rehired back, it was a great experience. The reason why is because I had the opportunity to become the manager for the Sarita branch, and that opens the door for me. I'm very, very happy about that because I do believe that when God opened the door, no one can close it for you.
Right, only you can close the door.
Only I can close the door, yes. So for me, this has been a lot of a learning process to become a manager. So every day I learn something new, and I am very, very happy with the teams that I have the Sarita and also the Benson team, so they are being very good supporter for me. Also my manager, like my supervisors and all the people above me, they're being very, very good to me.
I hear you talk about team a lot.
Yes.
So I think that's probably pretty important to you. What do you think the biggest strength of your teams are?
It's communication. I think communication is one of our strengths here. Also the support to each other. I think if we have communication and we support each other, we can accomplish anything.
One of the things that I notice when I come to the Sarita branch is how friendly and open your team is. And I've been here, I guess, probably about an hour this morning, and every single person that has come through the door in the last hour was greeted with a very friendly greeting, and most of the time the tellers knew their names. Yes. Which I thought was very telling to your expectations as a manager. And I think learning the names of the members here speaks to the level of community support and community outreach that you do?
Yes, I think it has a lot to do with that. One of the things that I always talk to the girls here in Benson as well is like, hey, once the doors open, acknowledge the member. You know, tell them, hey, I'm going to be right with you in a minute. If you know the name, mention their names. That way they are aware that, yes, I know you're here. And I think people loves that, and I know the girls, they're building that relationship with them. Mm-hmm. I think it is very important for us to do that and keep doing that, because acknowledge the members and make them smile, it's one of our priorities.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think names are the first step to a relationship.
Yes.
You can't say that I want a relationship with another human being without knowing their name.
Correct.
That's the very, very first step in any relationship is knowing the name of the person. Yes. So hats off to you and your team members and Sarita and both Benson for doing that. And I just want to mention that one of the things that I like to do when I was dealing with a lot of people And what I like to do is make it a competition in my head. Like, oh, today I remembered 5 names. Tomorrow I remembered, 10 names. The next day I remembered 15 names. And if you make it a competition with your own self or among your team members, whichever, it becomes more interesting. It becomes something to strive for, like a goal.
Yes. So. That it's a good idea too. I think what I was telling the girls here is when you open the account and you're building that relationship, once you learn the name, next time they're here, you're going to know that, oh, Mr. Rivas, how are you? Or because you're going to remember who you're dealing with. Also, like I am always telling the girls, if you see the ID and you see the name, mention their names at least twice in the transaction.
Mm-hmm. It helps that way, them solidify yes. that in their brain.
Yes.
Or even ask them some personal questions so that you know, oh, Mr. Martinez, he has 2 kids. And
yes.
you develop a little skit or a little narrative in your brain for each member that you're dealing with.
Correct. That is totally the truth. You know, like if you have a conversation one day and they tell you, oh, you know what, I'm going to have surgery next week. Next time they're here, say, hey, how was your surgery?
Yeah.
And they like that, you know, because they know that you care.
Well, hats off to you, because it really shows in both branches that you take that very seriously.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things that I like to ask people about is their hobbies. And when I asked you about your hobbies, you emailed me and said that you trail run.
Yes.
You play volleyball.
Yes.
And you knit. Now, yes. those are three very, very
They're
different
very different.
Hobbies.
Yes. Yes, they are. Running, I've been running my whole life. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm in like a little break. Uh-huh. I'm not doing it like I used to before, but every time I'm out there, I love it. I enjoy listening to the birds. If it rained the day before and I can smell that, it's like I go in a different world. Volleyball, I'm playing on a league right now, and it's a Christian league that I play every Saturday. And right now, we are in first place.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And you go team.
Go. Yes, go team. And I think that's my favorite sport, volleyball. I enjoy it every single moment of it. And knitting, when I'm at my house and I'm knitting something, it's like I'm relaxing. It's just a time for myself. Mm-hmm. And I love doing that. I love making a scarf, a sweater, a blanket, you know, little things here and there. Right. And I enjoy doing that.
I've been trying to learn how to knit and crochet because I fall asleep in front of the TV all the time. And if I'm occupied, my husband, you know, we like to sit down and share some time together in front of the TV like most couples, but I fall asleep. So unless I'm physically moving, I fall asleep. Uh-huh. So I think, oh, I'll try that.
Yes.
I'm not very successful yet, but I'm trying. You might get a scarf next year for Christmas, but okay. I can't attest to how beautiful it's going to be.
Oh, well. Let's see. You're going to be amazed how what things you can do even though you're not paying attention.
Now tell me a little bit about your family, your girls and your husband.
Okay.
Do you have activities you like to do together?
I have 3 girls. One is 24, 23, 16 and 12, and my husband Mario. As a family, what we like to do, it's going to different places. And also we like to eat a lot. The family, we're not perfect, but we like to spend time together. My husband on the weekends, he makes barbecues. He makes all this different food for us. And we love just sitting down in our table and eat our dinner, talk to each other. My husband is a funny person, so he's always making the girls laugh or me. He's like the funniest on the family, so that's how we are.
In closing, do you have any words of encouragement for your family and team members?
Yes, for my family, my husband, my girls, I just want to tell them that I'm very proud of them, that they are my life, that everything that I do is because they are the reason for me to do everything. For my team, I just want to say I have the greatest team ever. Benson and Sarita, they are great. I just want to encourage them to keep doing the job and do it the better that they can. Work hard, you know, because I think if we work hard and also be positive, as a team, we can accomplish anything. The family, we're not perfect, but we like to... As a family, we're not perfect, but we are trying to do... And also, we like to eat a lot. Okay, let's go back again.
I forgot. These are going to be great outtakes.
Yes. So...